This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Radio Countdown Show, and we bring to the end another week of talk radio and all the issues that are going on, and let's go through the charts for the week of October 15th to 19th, 2018. I am Rich McFadden. Doug Steffen will be along with us here shortly after we finish this list, so let's go through it. We got the top 10 stories and the top 10 people of the week. Here are your top 10 stories. At number 10, NFL action and MLB playoffs. We always see some sports action making the list. Number 9, Paul Allen dying. At number 8, Hurricane Michael and the aftermath. And Canada is legalizing pot.
Want to try that again? Canada?
Canada. It's a new country I just made up.
Canada.
You sit down and be quiet there. Number 7, Trump, Daniel spat with the whole horse face thing in the Melania video. Number 6, the migrant caravan. Number 5, the treasury leaker. And Trump's 60 Minutes interview. Number 4, the Trump-Russia report. Number 3, the Warren ancestry video, where she's 1,000th or something Pocahontas. Number 2, the midterm elections and the 2020 presidential race. And at number 1, the missing Saudi journalist and the Saudi Arabia investor conference. Doug, we'll take
you to the top 10 people. Did you tell everybody this is the talk radio review?
I did, Rich for the week of October 15th to 19th, yes.
Doug Steffen, yes, right, okay. So the stories Richie's gone through for you. People listed. Number 10, Paul Allen and his passing. That's a really interesting story because he had such an interesting life, and now people are asking what's going to happen to his $26 billion. He never looked like a healthy guy. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let me go through the list first, though. Stormy Daniels at number 9. What's her real name? Stephanie Clifford? I think is her real name.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Melania Trump at number 8, Robert Mueller at number 7, Natalie Mayflower Sowers Edwards at number 6, Joe Biden at 5, Elizabeth Warren at 4, Mike Pompeo at 3, Jamal Khashoggi at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. Yeah, Paul Allen was a very smart guy, but he never looked, if you ever look at his, he always looked like he needed power swabs. His teeth were always yellow, and he just didn't look, his face never looked healthy, his hair never looked healthy. But boy, what a smart guy, and one of the most influential people in the world, for sure. Became a billionaire, worth lots of money when he died, so now people are making book on what happens to his $26 billion estate, which apparently is very complex and will take a long time, according to his family. His family is not going to have to worry about anything, and neither is anybody related to him forever, as long as they don't. You know, $26 billion. Who even understands what that means? $26 billion.
I would have it all sent to me in $1 bills, and I would throw it in the pool because the bathtub would be too small.
Yeah, really.
And I would try to really understand what $26 billion is, because you're right. You have no concept of what that kind of money is.
No. It's really interesting to contemplate. Bill Gates was on Ellen's show, and they were talking about little things like, what do you go to the grocery store? What do you buy at the grocery store? What do you? Right. What do people who have this kind of money? What do you buy at the grocery store? And do you actually ever go? Remember that whole thing? George Bush went to. He wasn't a billionaire, but he was wealthy. He went to the grocery store.
And didn't have
realize
any cash
how much stuff cost. He didn't have any cash, no credit cards, nothing. Because what you don't know about being president is you're not allowed to carry any money, no credit cards. You never buy anything for yourself. You don't.
Right.
Somebody else is going to buy those things. So anyway, but I just find it interesting to try to figure out what their lives are like. It's kind of fun to do that. But in light of the fact that people like this are paying most of the heavy lift, doing most of the heavy lifting when it comes to paying taxes, maybe we ought to pay them a little more homage, a little more tribute, pay a little more attention, or maybe have some respect for them. The biggest surprise of the list of groceries on Bill Gates' list was Rice-A-Roni. He loves Rice-A-Roni.
I mean, Paul Allen was only 65, and you look at Steve Jobs.
Yeah, he's 56 when he died.
Right. I mean, what's going on with these guys?
Well, I think there's when you're around all that technology, all that equipment, all of the stuff, we spend hours every day. You've got a computer in your office. Kara's in front of four screens in the main control studio there. I've got three screens in front of me. If you don't find a way to shield yourself from it, I spend maybe 5-6 hours a day in front of mine. You, I would guess, spend a little bit more than that in front of yours.
Then the rest of the day, you're sucking fumes from your tractor out in the fields.
Right, yeah.
You're one with nature.
The healthy side of my life is being on the tractor with the diesel fumes. But the essence of these people is they're around this technology all the time, and one wonders if it doesn't take its toll. I don't know that much about the health of Larry Ellison, who runs Oracle. Bill Gates appears to be in pretty good shape. But, you know, it depends a lot on whatever it is that your makeup, what your ancestral makeup, you know, how healthy are you to begin with? How strong is your immune system? Obviously, Paul Allen's wasn't very good. But it's still, I don't know, it's too bad to see. So he's done a lot of good with his life and a lot of good with his money. A lot of good.
He was the founder of the Allen Institute for Brain Science.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Are you going to go see him?
That's interesting. I could probably use a little help from him,
under the circumstances. All right, so that's the list of people. I don't know what more. I'm looking at this list sort of in review. Stormy Daniels, what else are you going to say about her? The Melania Trump interview that was on TV last weekend was pretty good. Did you see any of it?
I did not see any of it. What did she talk about?
Well, she talked about she agreed to take any questions that they would ask her. And so obviously they asked if she was concerned about her husband being a cheat.
Right.
And they asked her about the meaning of the stuff on that jacket, which was pretty trite. Her traveling and what she wanted. She was pretty frank, Richie. I don't remember. I think they tried to nail her a couple of times. And at that point, I tuned out because I'm tired of people just taking shots at Trump.
That's all it is anymore.
It is. That's right. It's a gotcha sort of thing. But she handled it. I will tell you, in the main, I thought she was very sophisticated. I thought she was very pleasant. I thought she was very intelligent. I thought she was fine.
She speaks.
She's just different.
She speaks 5 or 6 languages.
Yeah.
Fluently.
Right. Yeah.
That's not a fool.
No,
I mean, say what you want about the womanization of her husband. She is no dumb.
Womanizing
of her husband.
Him, that too, yeah. Right. Let's lose some weight. Calitrin is the number one choice. Calitrin will help you take off the pounds. If you are serious and sensible, which is a good combination, you're a serious, sensible person who has decided to get real. I was talking to a friend of mine this week who I deal with in the business world, and he weighed 285 pounds, and he couldn't breathe. And so he went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you're going to the hospital. And the hospital said, you're staying overnight. And the second day they said, you're staying for a week. And the next day they said, you better lose 80 pounds fast, pal, or we'll be saying bye-bye to you. So he did. And so that's one, he did it because he had to. How about you do it because you want to? Or maybe because you ought to, You want to, you ought to, you need to. Whatever the motivation for you losing weight, the way to lose it, the safe way, the intelligent way, the sophisticated way is to use Calitren. C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. Calitren, been around for 30 years. It's a family business. Family came up with and has figured out how to use collagen, the protein that is the body builder in your body that you stop making on your own when you're in your like 30, 31, 32. So you supplement with Calitren, returns the protein collagen to your body. Is this all too technical? Maybe it is. Bottom line is that with Calitren, which is a natural product, all natural collagen, you're going to lose the weight and you're going to keep it off. No adverse effects whatsoever. Taking collagen amazingly helps to stimulate your body to produce more of it. And therefore, you will, through nutrition, through portion control, through exercise and maybe some motivation. This is the way, though, to get yourself onto the physical side of losing weight. You'll find Calitren at toploss.com. 10% off the bottles when you buy them. If you buy four bottles, you get one free. You got to check the box for DJV when you're ordering. You can't get Calitren anyplace else. You can lose the weight other places, but not successfully and not like this. Get the benefits of using Calitren, full of collagen, your body's number one protein source, at toploss.com. Toploss.com. 10% off whatever you buy using the DJV code.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Wouldn't it be great for your internet service to work as fast as you do? It's coming with 5G. Jasmeet Sathi from Ericsson Consumer and Industry Lab fills us in on 5G.
What exactly is this G in 5G? I mean, it stands for generation. It's going to allow people to do most of the things that they do on the smartphone today, but dramatically increase the speed at which the data is transferred across the network. So you should be able to kind of download and upload ultra-high definition videos. You would have access to new services like virtual reality, self-driving cars, robots. So there will be a lot of new services that you're likely to see with 5G, and it would make room for a lot of internet-connected devices entering our everyday life.
More on what you could expect with 5G tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. Chewing gum can be a fun treat, but if swallowed, does it really get stuck in your stomach?
Folklore would suggest that if you swallow gum, it stays in the stomach a really long time, up to 7 years. That simply is not true.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Mark Larson says your body treats an occasional gob of gum like any other foreign object it can't digest.
It will travel through uneventfully and generally is excreted quite rapidly.
Still, Dr. Larson warns anyone, especially young kids, against routinely swallowing the sticky stuff.
They could cause a bezoar effect, which is a medical term for a collection of material such as gum, which could cause blockage symptoms. And in small children, it could lead to intestinal concern.
To be safe, when you've chewed through all the flavor and fun, put gum in the trash, not your tummy. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All right, number four on the list from Talkers Magazine of the items of interest is the relationship we have with the Russians. You'll be happy to know that Russian President Bad Vlad Pukin Putin has predicted the end of the United States.
Really?
We're done, according to him. We will no longer dominate the world because we're making too many mistakes. He said, quote, a country can get the sense from impunity that you can do anything. This is the result of the monopoly from a unipolar world. Luckily, this monopoly is disappearing. It's almost done. The United States is almost cooked, fried, finished, according to Mr. Putin. Wishful thinking on his part, I think. 21 after the hour. D.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back now on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden. Kara Schillen is on board as we look at the charts for the week of October 15th to the 19th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there. The number three item this week on the story list is Elizabeth Warren and her ancestry report. I find her to be about as annoying as anybody in the public sector could be.
As far as PR moves go, how do you think that worked out for her?
Flat. It didn't do anything. It just brought back around people who may have forgotten about what she claimed before when she ran
right.
for the Senate.
That's what I was wondering. Why even, once you get the results back and you see that it's a minuscule amount, that
right.
probably
100,000.
If you did the DNA test on your dog, might have just as much Native American blood in her as she does. Yeah. Why would you release those results? Why wouldn't you just go, yeah, okay,
you have no common sense.
In the desk drawer. Right.
Yeah. No common sense whatsoever. And she fancies herself as a presidential candidate in 2020. That's number two this week on the countdown. The election already, we're talking about who runs. You know what? I could be not much less interested than I am. I'm curious as to how the numbers turn out for the midterm, which is, about 3 weeks away.
They are saying there could be 50 million voters in this midterm, which is the highest turnout
right.
since the 60s.
More. The more the merrier. Should be. What was going on in the 60s that when LBJ was president or when Kennedy was president?
Oh, yeah. Look, if you compare it, there's a lot of comparison. A lot of protests, a lot of riots, yeah. a lot of social unrest, Vietnam, you know, in the late 60s.
That was, yeah, certainly a part of my heritage growing up, for sure. Number one on the countdown, the Saudi, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, whether you're focused on the death or disappearance of Khashoggi, who was beheaded, hacked up within minutes of going into the embassy. And now this week is supposed to be a big investment initiative in Saudi Arabia that pretty much everybody is bailing from, including our Secretary of the Treasury, Steve Mnuchin, whatever the hell his name is. How do these people figure they're going to get away with this? That's what I'm wondering, even with all of the hooch that they have because of the amount of oil they have,
right?
How are they going to
exactly?
But this, what's been done to Khashoggi? Now they got this big thing at the Ritz, supposedly in Riyadh. That's not going to happen. Nobody's going to go there unless they're trying to kiss the butt of the Saudis. They've overplayed their part. There are plenty of other places to get oil. They can say, well, you mess with us and the price of oil is going to go up. Eh. What it does is every time they pull that stunt, the oil price goes up for a while, but then there is more of a leap into alternative energies because the price of oil has gotten to the point where this is what people, where it is now, is what people think it's worth to a point. I don't even think it's worth what we're having to pay for it. But I'm running to, man, right. I'm going to put a solar farm on my farm in the next year. I'm absolutely going to do that because I'm sick of paying.
Well, the technology is getting to the point where they have to be thinking, how do we dominate the world market anymore with the amount of oil that we produce here and is produced elsewhere around the world? And then the renewable energy, they have to be going, okay, what's going to happen to us in 50 years?
Yeah, what does happen to them? They become irrelevant, like most of the other deserts, sandboxes.
I've always said with the Middle East, it's stop buying their oil, and they will not have the funds to attack you with it.
Yeah, well, that you see, but the funds are controlled, Richie, by that royal family so much that they've fixed it so at least for now they're worried about all the changes in the Middle East. But I wonder, I guess outside the box thinking is, why is it that it's taken so long for a lot of these things to take root in Saudi Arabia, which is probably one of the worst countries in the Middle East, as far as human rights are concerned? This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hi, I'm Danny Linford with Today's Homeowner, giving you a few tips in being able to have a safer and healthier home. And one thing you can do for both of those, as well as making your home a little more energy efficient, is to add insulation in your attic. We're using a mineral wool insulation from Rockwool that I've used a lot over the years because it's mildew resistant, extremely easy to install, and also it's very fire resistant. It may give your family a little extra time to get out of the house in the unfortunate situation of a fire. We're also trying to improve our indoor air quality by making sure all of our exhaust fans go all the way to the outside and actually enhancing the experience a little bit by installing an MP3 player that's part of the Braun Sensonic brand. Really cool to have that music while you're in the shower. And video surveillance cameras from Carrier, the core system, are so easy to install. Put them on the shelf and plug them in. More information available for you at todayshomeowner.com.
Staples knows printing in color is better when promoting your business. But don't take our word for it. Research shows that color makes your company look more professional and improves brand recognition. It's also snazzier. Staples didn't research that last part. It just seems obvious. So come into Staples and get 20% back in rewards on color printing, from banners to brochures and copies to presentations. Print more color, save more money at Staples.
In-store only. Ends 11/10/18. Restrictions apply. See store associate or staples.com/20back for details.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It stretches credulity to believe the Crown Prince wasn't involved in this. I think that's the way they're going to write this off.
Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, a guest on Fox News Sunday, talking about Saudi Arabia and the government's explanation of how Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi killed.
This isn't the first incident. This is just another in the line of long incidents of Saudi insults to the civilized world.
Senator Paul says he doesn't believe Khashoggi died in a fight. The journalist last seen on security video walking into the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, back on October 2nd.
I think it's insulting to anyone who's analyzing this with any kind of intelligent background to think that, oh, a fist fight led to a dismemberment with a bone saw.
There's still no sign of Khashoggi's body, unclear if he was dismembered and removed from the consulate by a group of Saudis who flew into Turkey to meet with him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Kara Schillen and Rich McFadden. Richie and I mostly went through. I don't want this to sound like the Boys Club, but sometimes I get notes from people on Twitter at Doug Steffen. This sounds like the Girls Club. Well, it's a review, not just this program, but any of the programs. I have a program called the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara is at the controls on that show as well. And it is a discussion of the issues of the day from the perspective of what we all have our perspective on things. And that's what it's, this whole thing called talk radio is sort of boiled into, perspectives on events and or the news or both. Rich McFadden is here. He happens to be in charge of several people who are well known. Chad Benson is a, I guess, an up-and-coming. That's the way I quite like him.
Yeah.
He's kind of a smart ass, but
yeah,
he's,
definitely.
He's,
yeah. Yeah. But he's funny.
I was talking to a program director. I want to make this too inside. Program director of a station in Las Vegas who was at that dinner. You remember you and I at one of the talk radio things last year had dinner with some program people, and the fellow reminded me of the conversation back and forth between Chad and me.
It was
funny.
Oh,
it was interesting.
Yeah.
The older perspective, the seasoned perspective, and the younger perspective.
Who's picking on your gray hair.
Yes, right. And then Dana Lash is somebody else. So how is it, spend a little bit of time talking about managing these people. These are now becoming, these people are becoming household names that you're working with. Mm-hmm. How do you find them? Just give people a little insight.
That's the interesting thing. How did we find them?
Yeah, how do you find them?
I mean, Chad was on a station in Palm Spring, California. He was working
not
with...
Exactly, not
right.
Not market number one.
No, not at all. Yeah. And we had a consultant that was kind of looking around for something that's different. We were, you know, we know what talk radio has been over the last, you know, 25, 30 years, and where really it's trending. More entertaining, back to more entertaining. You remember the days when Rush did all those fun parodies, and where it was really
funny
and just, and that's what people want. They did the
too serious now.
It's too serious. It's too angry. It's too whatever. So we were looking for people that fit that mold, and Dana and Chad fit that mold. They're funny. They're information. They're politics, but they're not all politics. They're really kind of what's going on in the world. And if it happens to be a political story, great. And so really the hard part, like with Chad, we'd been working with him for 3 or 4 years where it was a growth process. Where for, you know, 2-3 years, you're not making a lot of money, and there's not a whole lot of advertising there. And then all of a sudden, you start, the stations start coming on, and they start saying, man, this guy's good. And with Dana, she had a bigger name, so she kind of launched a little bigger and is now huge. But, you know, Chad, he's kind of had to work his way through it, and he's getting the recognition, and stations are loving, and his fans are loving. He's really big on social media, and he's just funny. He's funny. He's entertaining. He makes you think about the issues. Mm-hmm. And he's a little bit more, he's center right, whereas Dana's a little bit more right. Your traditional talk radio. Yeah. But she's funny. She's hysterical. Yeah. You go out to dinner with her, and she is hysterical. And same with Chad, and that's kind of
with
what we're
her,
looking for.
Yeah, but see, with somebody like Chad, and maybe with me, there are people that it's easy to like us and easy to, where you come from, you can find something to like. And I don't mean this disparagingly, but Dana is so firmly entrenched, kind of like Hannity, that bunch, Glenn Beck. And so they're, it's
but you know the difference
easier
is,
to identify them, but harder to like them if they're not from that world.
It's funny because Dana works on traditional talk radios and the new style of talk radios, which is kind of your FM talk stations, which are a little bit more rock and roll, punk rock sounding, you know.
Right.
Chad works really much better on the new style of talk radio, the FM talk. And, you know, he still works on the AM old style talk, but it's, you know.
Here I am.
Yeah, it's a different, it's a different deal. Yeah.
By the way, I saw Glenn Beck the other day. I first looked at him, I didn't recognize him. He's got a goatee. His hair is completely white, and his goatee is white.
Yeah.
Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him 2 years, I guess. I haven't seen him personally. But
just really took me back for a little bit because he's not that old. I think he's 56.
Somewhere around there.
If I'm not mistaken, 57, somewhere in there. Yeah. And also, as long as we're gossiping, Hannity had Limbaugh on his program this week, and the idea of having the two big stars. Now, Hannity, according to talkers, is the number one, the most influential talk radio host in the country. Limbaugh has been number one for ages and ages and ages. I think over the last 20-some-odd years, I think the only time he was bumped once by Howard Stern, if I'm not mistaken. Other than that, he's been at the top of the heap till this year. But it's interesting because these guys now are really feeling their oats, kind of like Joe Weider. There's a movie around called Bigger. If you're interested in bodybuilding or the story of Joe Weider, I've always been fascinated with where he came from and how his empire grew. The movie Bigger is about it. And you could build something around Limbaugh, a movie, actually There ought to be a movie. There hasn't been. Now I think about it. About talk radio in general. Has there? What? Do you ever remember there being? There's no modern
just
talk radio host.
Just about the guy who was shot and killed.
Yeah, Alan Berg.
Right.
Yeah. That. Yeah. But I'm talking about. There's got to be. If there's movies about all these other people, Limbaugh's life has been very interesting, and so is Sean's actually.
Sean's a good, just kind of grassroots, just kind of blue collar guy who made it. And one of the nicest people you will ever meet.
Absolutely.
There's nobody nicer in the business.
Yep. We all like him a lot. He's found his niche.
And well, he played his cards right.
With Trump?
Right. He played his cards right, and it really bumped his career.
By the way, let me do by the way again. The Trump 60 Minutes interview, one of the stories this week on the Countdown, and his it was interesting because it came about on the same night that Melania, his wife, was on ABC. He was on CBS. And a lot of people thought, he'll never do an interview.
That's hysterical. Hey, yeah. Melania, I beat you in the ratings. Told you.
Well, that's probably true. But the business of they're still trying to get him, even though I think Trump is very sophomoric in his language, his choice of words, the way he says everything. The best word is sophomoric. The fact that he doesn't take their browbeating and he just feeds it right back to them.
It feeds him.
They'll try to corner him. It does. It almost seems like you're right. That's a good way of putting it, Richie. He's being fed.
You know what's really brilliant about Trump? And it's while I cannot stand it when the horse face comment this week. There's no need for it. There's no need for it.
Stupid.
So I don't know why he does it. But in a way, there's a brilliance about the way you think that all of it just kind of just flies out of his mouth and he doesn't think about it. But when I learned that basically all of his crazy tweets are sent at like 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
On purpose so that they feed the news cycle for the day. And you would think that all of these morons at the news desks would pick up on this and not play his game. But they can't not do it. They absolutely have to just play his game. And he owns them every single day. He is the puppet master. 3 o'clock in the morning, here goes my crazy tweet. And he controls the news cycle every single day. The guy is a genius, but still at the same time he comes out and calls a woman a horse face. I don't get him.
Not smart. Talk radio roundup and review. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here with a thought now about how to do your body right. How to take care of your body. Richie's become much more conscious of what he eats now since he had his little run-in a couple of years ago. And I would say to you and to him and to everybody that are sort of in the back of their mind thinking, you know what, I really have to do something about what I'm eating. I have to do something about what I put in my body. And so many of the things that I talk about on the air are straightly, in a straight line, connected to the best food, the best things for your body, and certainly Texas Superfood, their complete organic line of fruits and vegetables needs to be in your diet every day. Because you're not eating, no matter what. You're thinking, I'll have some broccoli, and I'll have some carrots, and that'll be good for me, and then I'll have some strawberries, and maybe I'll have a kiwi, and that'll be good for me. Well, it isn't bad for you, but it's not enough. Texas Superfood, these complete organic capsules, have 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. And with the reviews that have come out in the past week or two about some of the other things that are around that claim to have all this benefit, but they are not naturally grown, the fruits in the capsules, the vegetables in the capsules, are prepared in a rather strange way, and they're not organic. So they don't have the benefit of organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, which is the mainstay of Texas Superfood. So, if you'd like to get on board, get a hold of something that will keep you, especially going to the fall and winter season, people get colds and flu, you need a strong, very, very, very strong system. You need to have your immune system in tip-top shape. And that's what happens with Texas Superfood. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug and order Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Look around at all the other things they have there, but get to this as quickly as you can and as well as this is something you don't want to be left out in the cold here on this, literally and figuratively. TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
Is your back going out more than you do these days? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest tasks seem impossible? I've had back problems for years, and now there's great news for me and you. Purity Products has the ultimate lower back relief formula to get you on track, and they want you to try it for free. That's right, free. The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, and joint support you need. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after using this formula, I noticed a significant difference in only 15 days. I'm walking smoother and enjoying life again, and now you can too. Purity Products has got your back, literally. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you could receive your free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. Just pay the shipping. So call now and get your free bottle at 1-800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Again, call now, 800-291-4180.
It impacts over 100 million Americans, costing $635 billion a year, and people are suffering in silence. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Chronic pain affects more people than diabetes, cancer, and cardiovascular disease combined. As a doctor, I meet chronic pain sufferers on a daily basis, many of whom have been previously misdiagnosed. Depression and anxiety often plagues these patients, and for some it can lead to pain medication addiction. What you need to know is this. There is help with proper assessment and diagnosis. Treatment must be multidisciplinary to reduce pain and enrich your life. Physical therapy, counseling, and antidepressants are warranted for some. Being proactive helps restore a sense of control and mastery over your day. There's no need to suffer in silence. Seek qualified help until you find it.
All right, talk radio review. A couple more minutes here. Rich McFadden and I going through a number of the things that have been important. This migrant caravan, 4,000 people walking basically from Guatemala. El Salvadorians have, I think, tried to do this. A number of people walking up through Mexico to come to the United States border all at once. What can they be thinking? How do they think they're going to, I mean, it's one thing to sneak four or five people at a time,
right?
Across the border, but what's gained by this? This seems like craziness.
You know what I'm so fascinated about with this is, what does Mexico think about all of these tens of thousands of people?
Well, they're scrutinizing them more than, they're looking at everybody's passport papers. If you don't have the right papers, to get into Mexico, they send them back.
Well,
but still.
But apparently they don't. But Trump has said, you know, hey, listen, Honduras, you better cut this off right now, or the $89 million that we're going to send you this year is over. And and he means it. And they are seriously looking at it. But I got to wonder, I was like, Mexico, do they just sit there and watch all these people run from Central America through their country up through us? And are they making money on this? How do they make money? Why do they allow this? What does Mexico have to gain by letting all these people come through their country?
Nothing. It would be different if, in fact, they were their own. If the Mexicans are happy to get rid of as many people as they can have
right.
Come up here. But I don't see that there's, you're right, anything that happens, there's nothing that is in, at least not visibly, nothing in this.
I don't get that.
I don't wonder. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review at 10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, Richie.
Merrill. Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour for us to go through in the countdown form or fashion the top five items that Victoria usually does from the week in review, technologically speaking. We start at number five, go to number one, which is kind of the way most countdowns go. Start at the top, go to the bottom. At number five, Venmo in the focus. Ever since Venmo rolled out its instant transfer feature, which moves money from your Venmo balance to a personal debit card within just a minute or two, cost of this transfer has been a quarter. Soon, that is going up, however. Venmo emailed users about changes to its user agreement. One of those updates will see the fee for instant transfer switch from a quarter to 1% of whatever you're transferring. But you still have to pay a quarter. That's the minimum amount. It's not much, but the up fee still means that the company, which is owned by PayPal, will be deducting a bigger cut if you're moving a large amount of money. Venmo notes that its traditional bank transfer option remains available and is still without cost. That method only takes a business day or two to show up. So if you want the money moved right now, you pay for it. You want to move it and have it hit a day or two later, then it doesn't cost you anything. And Venmo is now offering a debit card for spending your balance directly instead of having to relocate the funds elsewhere first. So
it's the preferred money transfer system for terrorists and people in New Jersey.
Oh, for terrorists.
Yeah.
They're very nice.
Yeah, and my cousin Vinny.
And millennials.
And millennials, yeah.
Yeah, great.
Which can also be described as terrorists.
Yes, right, the terrorists, the young terrorists.
Right.
Number four on the countdown, Walmart has big video streaming ambitions. Bloomberg reporting this week that Walmart is in talks with a number of media companies to sell its services through an online store. Walmart wants to give its voodoo customers the ability to add on premium services like HBO Now, Showtime, Stars, and the push is because of declining DVD sales in their stores. Duh. Amazon offers a similar service through Channels, which allows you as a consumer to sign up for these third-party services. Meanwhile, Variety reports this week that Walmart's planning to launch a Netflix competitor under the Voodoo brand. It's going to cost $8 a month. How many of these services are available? If you signed up for every one of them, how much would you be paying?
Well, that's the thing is there's a choice. So you don't sign up for every one of them. You pick and choose a couple of them. I just told my family last night, I'm getting rid of the TV service. Let's just cut the cord and, but we got to figure out how to get all the channels that everybody wants.
Well,
that's the trick.
There you go. Number three, working our way to number one, Amazon. In the technology news this week, as they usually are, they announced a couple of new initiatives that are aimed at reducing their environmental impact. The first is a $10 million investment in the Closed Loop Fund, an effort to pool corporate resources to help the United States improve its municipal recycling programs. The other is a solar energy project in England that'll see Amazon install 20 megawatts worth of solar panels to help power fulfillment centers. That's been a big bugaboo because of the amount of energy that they're taking.
And Amazon the cardboard that they use.
Yeah,
good
that too.
Lord, the
yeah,
boxes.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing as far as recycling is concerned. Amazon signing a deal purchase enough green energy certificates to ensure 100% of all buildings in England are offset by renewable sources like solar and wind. It makes sense why, at least domestically, Amazon would be focusing its efforts on recycling. The largest retail sector in North America, particularly the U.S., and it's shipping a massive amount of cardboard. That's what Richie and I...
It's huge. The boxes are huge.
The recycling infrastructure for cities, it really is.
You order a pack of batteries, you get a 3-foot by 3-foot box.
Yeah, waste. Number two on our list of important tech stories this week, Hulu has said that the company is aiming to change up its live TV offering by breaking down its current $40 a month channel package into smaller bundles. The one they have now has got about 1 million subscribers. I'm one of them. Rich, are you onto Hulu?
I was, but then I canceled it. I watched one show that I wanted to watch, and then that was over, it was done.
The CEO said he wants to drop some of Hulu's existing live channels in favor of on-demand programming and focus the company's live TV efforts on live sports and news. A lot of people are trying to do that on radio as well. Number one this week on the tech stories, Postmates announcing in a blog post that it's bringing its delivery service to 134 more cities. Expansion brings the total number of cities served by Postmates to 550, covering 60% of the U.S. Also brings in 300 new Chipotle locations. So Postmates is celebrating the launch by offering $4 off Chipotle orders with the code Chipotle134. That's technology this week.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.